It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us, once again, Nurgle of Behemoth. How are you? Considering.
Circumstances. I'm pretty good. No complaints, really.
It is some crazy times we're living in right now. Glad you're doing okay. We're here to talk about your Black and Blues project, Me and That Man, and the new record, New Man, New Songs, Volume 1. And Me and That Man is a very different from Behemoth. How does that free you creatively to work outside the framework of Behemoth?
I think that's one of the main reasons why I even started the band, because I really needed like an extra impulse. I needed some just a separate catalyst, you know, to rejuvenate my brain, to just, you know, to refresh myself, to get away from Behemoth, so I can, you know, when I go back to Behemoth, I'm still hungry and I'm still inspired. And that's one of the main reasons, you know, why Me and That Man is pretty much on the very opposite pole than Behemoth. I honestly think, you know, that starting a death metal band or even thrash metal band would make no sense, you know, because Behemoth is extreme metal and it's just all over the place, but within the extreme metal genre, while Me and That Man is just completely separate, different entity. So yeah, I just created the project to keep my brain hygiene on.
Nurgle of Behemoth is my guest on the show this week. His side project, Me and That Man, has a new record out called New Man, New Songs, Volume 1. Here's a tune that features Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour and Brett Hines of Mastodon. It's called How Come on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth on the show with us tonight. We're here to talk about his project, Me and That Man, tonight. New Man, New Songs, Volume 1 is out now. And there's a very broad display of styles and influences at work with Me and That Man. What artists inspire this side of your musical personality?
I mean, I remember like in the beginning of the 90s, you know, when I was so... You know, I would just radically worship extreme metal only, basically. But I would allow myself, like, to indulge myself with some other genres or subgenres of metal, or just, you know, yeah, rock music, let's put it that way. It would still be dark, and but they were not really metal, like Danzig or Sisters of Mercy or to the Nephilim, Dafish, the Amanda Galas, you know, artists like alternative artists, you know, that would still deal with, you know, darkness and the topics around that, but we couldn't really, you know, place them as a death or black metal label. So, you know, when I started discovering Danzig, you know, then I just, you know, came to the point that, like, I noticed that Glenn wrote a song for Johnny Cash, and I was like, who the f*** is Johnny Cash? and then Roy Orbison, and so on and so on. So, like, this whole genre, like, let's call it dark Americana, outlaw country, neo-folky stuff, would be just unfolding in front of me when I would just explore some of, like, the basic artists, you know, that I would like, you know, and then just, you know, you start with Danzig, and then you find out that there's, like, stuff like, yeah, Johnny Cash behind that, and then, you know, when you get to know Johnny Cash, you want to know more, so, you know, you find out about, like, you know, other classics, Robert Johnson, and yeah, there's too many to mention, but anyways, yeah, and then I just came to the point that I just started, like, you know, getting to the very roots of, like, any rock music. And the roots of any guitar-based genre is starts with blues. So it all goes back, you know, to all, you know, to this, you know, black musicians, slaves, you know, in a lot of cases, just, you know, singing dark stories about their miserable lives, you know, and that was already very dark, and that was something that I would find very appealing and enchanting. And Yeah, so I kind of carry that along, you know, but I want people to realize that me and that man is not a retro band. He's not a blues worship band. He's not a outlaw country worship band. I'm myself a fan of like Mark Lanegan and Jack White and Josh Homme and like and artists like that, you know. And what they do, they draw a lot of inspiration from those artists, but they just elevate that to some other stratosphere. They still sound modern, like Danzig, you know. He's inspired by blues and like Black Sabbath and Elvis Presley, but his music is not very much like Black Sabbath or like Elvis Presley. You know what I mean? He's just trying to create new quality out of, you know, all those inspirations. So, yeah, I made it very long, but I hope I'm clear.
Nurgle from Behemoth with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Again, Me and That Man's record, New Man, New Songs, Volume 1, is out now. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden. Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week coming up later on. Up next, though, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Also music from Death Angel and so much more. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth is my guest on the show tonight. Again, we're talking about Me and That Man and New Man, New Songs, Volume 1. And at the start, there really wasn't a roadmap for this record. What aspects of the end result are a pleasant surprise?
First of all, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a big challenge, you know, because you had to, you know, get together, you know, the gang of guys, you know, that are just scattered all over the world and, you know, meet their deadlines, meet their schedules and just make it all work. So this is a challenge. But it was a great fun. And trust me, us, you know, sitting here in Poland mostly and just waiting for the files to come. You know, you just send the files to artist X or Y, and then it's like, okay, I'm recording the songs. Truly, I've never had that before. It's almost like expecting that, you know, your most yearned a Christmas present. You just wait and sit and wait, and you know that in most cases, or I'd probably say, in all of those cases, the vocal, the magic of the vocal, adds so much charisma to the song. And I really think that not that I'm playing a modest guy here, you know, but some of the stuff, you know, if you take away the vocals and stuff around, you just strip it down to the basic chords, it's nothing very special. So, I mean, excuse my sincerity, that's exactly how I think, you know. But when you put these two pieces together, you make the puzzle one piece, so you add the magic and experience of the, you know, amazing, you know, guy that's telling his story and his charisma, his lifestyle and everything, you know, and you put it into the chords and you blend it together. That is when magic happens. So just imagine my face, and I wish I could see my big smile on my face when I heard Vegard Eason singing By the River for the first time, because I was literally just blown away. It was unworldly.
Nurgle of Behemoth on the show with us tonight. Me and That Man, the new record called New Man, New Songs, Volume 1 is out now. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll check out new music from Bleed from Within this hour. Also, Danzig and more with Nurgle. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth is my guest on the show this evening. We're talking about Me and That Man, and there's a subversive humor throughout New Man, New Songs, Volume 1. Why is that such an effective artistic tool?
I don't know. I mean, I remember talking to someone lately, and someone suggested, oh, Burning Churches. It sounds almost like the title sounds like it could be, you know, as well a Behemoth title, or like more of a Behemoth title. And not that I get offended, because I never get offended, but I'm like, seriously? I mean, if I ever come across a black or death metal band singing a song called Burning Churches, trust me, I will never pay a second to that, because it's so cliche, it's so naive, it's so cheesy. But making a shanty song called Burning Churches takes a very curvy and very like unexpected pattern, and it can be absolutely like humorous and disturbing and funny and intriguing and everything. You know what I mean? So to me, this makes sense. I mean, I'm not a reggae guy, you know. Just imagine you're like, you know, a band doing a reggae song and just calling it Burning Churches. You know, that is where the real humor starts. I like that twist. I like things that are unexpected, that are bizarre, that are weird, that are like, you know, Confession, the way the album ends, you know, with a blast beat. No one would ever expect that, you know, but that was, I did that deliberately, you know, because I wanted people to, you know, live confused and maybe smiling, maybe mocking, but it doesn't matter, you know. I mean, any reaction is good. So it feels very liberating to be going back and forth, you know, between stuff that is very serious, because there's very serious songs on the album, like Coming Home or Surrender or Confession or Mansfield, the Polish one. And there are songs that are pretty humorous, you know, and that are done with a big wink. So you can't really treat them like literally and super seriously, like Burning Churches, One with the Devil, and a few more. So that feels very liberating to be doing that kind of stuff, which I cannot do in Behemoth.
It's Full Metal Jackie Nurgle of Behemoth with us. Coming up next, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, we'll check out a new tune from the latest record from Testament, and of course, more with Nurgle. It's Full Metal Jackie Nurgle of Behemoth with us tonight. We're talking about Me and That Man and the new record, New Man, New Songs, Volume 1. And numerous people collaborated on the new album, like you mentioned, Ishan, Matt from Trivium, Corey Taylor from Slipknot. From a creative standpoint, how did having all those musical textures empower you?
Big time. Absolutely big time. It's, as I told you before, you know, it's just, it's also very challenging, and the songs are like very, like they differ from each other. And then when on top of that, you put the, like every song tells a different story, with a different timbre, with a different voice, you know, it challenges you as a curator, let's put it that way, as a curator of the project to make it sound consistent and coherent. But it's very, very empowering and very uplifting. And I don't know, I mean, after fulfilling the whole project, I am today, because it's out today, I feel very, very satisfied and very completed. And yeah, I'm super pleased with the result. So it really enriched me a lot on many levels.
Pick up the new record from Me and That Man, New Man, New Songs, Volume 1. Nurgle, very happy to have you back on the show, and please be safe out there.
Absolutely. That's a plan. You too, all right?
All right. Dovidzenya.
Dovidzenya. Bye-bye. Take care.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.